Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we discuss a very important issue,
Currently, more than 14 million Americans have a serious mental health illness, such as bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and schizophrenia, conditions that can be treated with antipsychotic medicines. Use of these medicines has increased the risk for developing a debilitating chronic movement condition called tardive dyskinesia. And to discuss this today, I have two guests with me, Dr. Rakesh Jain, clinical professor, Department of Psychiatry, Texas Tech University School of Medicine, and Sherlyn Peterson, a patient living with tardive dyskinesia. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Jain and Sherlyn Peterson.
Oh, what a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to have you both. And this is a subject that I'm unaware of, so me and my listeners both are going to be learning today about tardive dyskinesia and how this has come to be for people who are patients that have taken antipsychotic medicine. Let's talk first, Dr. Jain, about your background. What led you into the field of psychiatry yourself?
That's a great question. So I actually trained as an oncologist before I came to psychiatry. And I was enjoying oncology, but what happened is psychiatry came to visit me. Two of my family members became very seriously ill with a psychiatric condition. And I saw when psychiatry is at its very best, what an impact it can have on human life. And in the middle of my career as an oncologist, I said, I want to become a psychiatrist. And 31 years later, I'm happy to tell you, I am honored to serve as a psychiatrist for my patients. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. And when did tardive dyskinesia get on your radar? When was this something that you started to notice with patients?
So, Mark, the second day I started my training, the second day, so 24 hours after I became a psychiatrist is when I met my first patient with tardive dyskinesia. It's been with us, Mark, since the early 50s. It's just that we have chosen as a society, we have chosen as clinicians to look the other way, which is really sad. So people have been taking antipsychotic medications since the 1950s for a variety of things. So even though they're called antipsychotics, we use them to treat not just psychosis, but mood difficulties like bipolar disorder and depression and other conditions. Now, there are 14 million people in America who take them, and sadly, they're all at risk for potentially developing tardive dyskinesia. And at the moment, we've got about 700,000 Americans who have tardive dyskinesia, and only about 15% have received the diagnosis. And the trouble, Mark, is this is not a cosmetic disorder. This is a disorder that devastates human life. When your muscles don't cooperate, your face muscles decide to do their own thing. Your face can droop, your jaw can hurt, your eyes can cut in different directions. Your tongue can do its own thing when you're trying to chew or talk. You can pick up things, but you might drop it. You might try to walk, but you might fall. You might stumble. It's a major disorder of functioning in every which way. It could be psychological. It could be social. Tardive dyskinesia, Mark, I've often thought of it as a great thief. It sneaks into the life of a patient and can often rob them blind.
This affects the individual after they stop the medication, so this becomes a condition that has been permanent?
It can happen while they're taking the medication. It can happen when they stop their medication. It can happen any which way. And it really likes to go after anyone who's taken this medication, but very often it's women. It's people with mood difficulties. It can affect people who are white, black, brown, but there seems to be a higher risk in people who are black and brown. So it can, look, it's hard enough to live with a major psychiatric disorder, but to have on top of it tardive dyskinesia, it's just double trouble. And that's why Sherlyn and I feel so, we feel so passionate about talking about this and making sure people know about it. And if there is a problem, they do something to help themselves.
And Sherlyn, since the doctor brought you up, at what point did you realize that there was something happening to you that wasn't right and make the connection between the medicines you were taking and this disorder?
Well, actually, I didn't make the connection. It took a while. First of all, I would like to say how excited I am to be here and share my story on behalf of Teva. But it was my daughter who noticed my facial movements. PD affected my face, my mouth specifically. My jaw quivered, my lips quivered. My left side of my mouth just sagged, just really low. And when I spoke, my speech was slurred. And I didn't notice it until my daughter pointed it out. And then I had people coming up to me asking me when I had a stroke, not if I had a stroke. So I went to the doctor. Turns out I didn't have a stroke, but they didn't know what was going on with me. And that was probably the most frightening thing, was that I knew something was going on and I didn't know, have a name for it. As a result, what happened was I put through within myself. I just felt isolated from the outside world. I didn't want to interact with friends, family. I didn't want anyone looking at me. I was always the type of person to look a person straight in the eye, have a conversation with them, and just be very confident. That totally, TD totally changed that for me. I was, I looked down. I did not want anyone to see what was going on with me. I would even bite the inside of my jaw until it bled, trying to keep the movement from occurring, which sounds silly because, you know, there was no way of doing it, but that's how desperate I was.
Yes.
And in 2018, I was diagnosed from my mental health professional with TD. And I cannot tell you how relieved it felt to have a name to go with what was happening with my body. And as a result, I am more confident. I am interacting with the world. I am unafraid of going outside and speaking to total strangers. I am back to my old self, except life is a lot sweeter than it was before the TD diagnosis, because I know that at any moment, your life can change quickly. What I do appreciate is that I can take care of my TD and my mental health, and I do not have to make a choice between the two. And that's just really very exciting to me.
So the debilitating, uncontrollable, and repetitive movements you were experiencing, have they subsided for you?
Yes, they have. They have. They have. I can talk, and hopefully my speech doesn't sound like I've had one too many drinks. But there's been a major, major improvement in my life. And I just feel like I want to share what I've gone through and perhaps help others in doing so.
How did you get connected with Dr. Rakesh Jain?
That is a good question. My therapist actually referred me to a group, to Teva, and we just kind of took it from there. I started speaking about my experience, and we met up, and we just have been working together ever since. We met up this year, and I think it's been a good partnership.
I will agree with that.
Excellent. I love it.
I will definitely agree with it.
That's a great, great relationship there.
It is. It is. I think for far too long, we have made an incorrect assumption that the real experts in any disease are people in the medical system. And I think that's not true. It is the patients and their family members, with the support of medical professionals that create through expertise. So what Sherilyn is doing for all of us today is a real blessing with speaking to a real expert in tardive dyskinesia.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dr. Rakesh Jain and Sherilyn Peterson about tardive dyskinesia. We've got some questions for both of them when we come back, so I hope you'll both stick with me and we'll continue this conversation on the other side, okay?
Of course.
Okay.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad and delighted to have these two guests on the line with me right now, Dr. Rakesh Jain and Sherilyn Peterson, a patient living with tardive dyskinesia. Dr. Jain is a clinical professor, Department of Psychiatry, Texas Tech University School of Medicine. Glad to have both of you on the line with me to share about tardive dyskinesia. And maybe someone out there was in your shoes, Sherilyn, and has a question about what is going on here. And maybe this might be the answer for them.
I agree that I think by sharing my story, perhaps I am helping others as well.
Dr. Rakesh, the tardive dyskinesia, when we're talking about this, what are the common signs and symptoms of this condition?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question, because without recognizing that, people will be lost. So the most common signs and symptoms of tardive dyskinesia would be in someone who has previously taken or is currently taking a class of medication, a type of medication for mental health conditions called antipsychotics. In such people, when tardive comes, it usually comes somewhere on the face. So my patients have told me this before, Mark, but all of a sudden my lips started moving, like they would pull back or they would pucker up for no good reason. Or my face would move, like the side of my face might droop or it might flicker or I might make... One patient actually told me, I don't know why I make ugly faces. Another patient told me, why do I blink so much and raise my eyebrows so much? But perhaps the one area that many patients have told me tardive seems to start for them is their tongue. So the tongue we use for 100 different things, right? We use it to speak. We use it to swallow, right? And these patients say, for no good reason, I'm having more trouble with swallowing water or eating food. Or my speech sounds like it's not right. As Ms. Sherlin said, sometimes it even sounds like, hey, have you had one too many to drink? Sometimes people say they bite the insides of their mouth a lot for no good reason. So that's where it tends to start. But for many people, it can affect their shoulders, their hips, their toes, their fingers. These are some of the areas that it can affect. But the real challenge, obviously, these are not small challenges, but the real challenge is what it does to their ability to drive, their ability to walk, their ability to socialize, their ability to date, their ability to cook, take a bath, have a conversation, go out in public, go to a party. It, Mark, can affect literally, it's like termites in a house. It can literally eat up everything that you hold important to your own self.
And that's exactly what we were getting from Sherlin in the first segment, as she talked about how it affected her even looking people in the eyes as she tried to be herself. But this was such a controlling element of her life that she was unable to do that. So Sherlin, when you gained that confidence back and you started being able to interact again in the way that you felt that you did before, how did that impact your life?
Well, I vowed that I would try my very best to make sure that someone else did not experience what I went through. It was very, very traumatic. I cannot understate how traumatic it was. And that's why I'm here today. I just want to make sure that if there is anyone out there listening, and perhaps my story may encourage them.
What would you like people to know about tardive dyskinesia and what you went through, something in particular that maybe someone listening right now starting to realize that this may be something they need to investigate a little bit further?
Well, you don't have to make a choice between taking care of TD and your mental health. And that's a choice that I think is really important. You can do the two in tandem.
And doctor, why is this FDA approval of a new treatment so important for those who are living with tardive dyskinesia?
Yeah, we've talked about some very dark, deep topics. So it's time to throw a silver lining on these dark clouds. And you are entirely right, Mark. It recently, FDA approved a new formulation for Austedo called Austedo XR. We have had Austedo approved by our wonderful FDA some years ago, but Austedo XR has taken it, in my opinion, a step forward. So it's my pleasure to talk about it on behalf of Teva. And now Austedo XR is available as a once a day, one pill at a time. So for me, that's a big, very convenient issue. And the good news is we can definitely get treatment for patients. We have to keep safety in mind, obviously. We have to keep efficacy in mind. But when you combine that, Austedo has now demonstrated 3-year data, which is demonstrating both safety and efficacy. We'll have to, of course, keep in mind that side effects should be discussed between the patient and the clinician. And something like sleep difficulties and nasopharyngitis would should be important. But this FDA indication just opens up the door, in my opinion, for a lot more people who have tardive dyskinesia to obtain the right treatment.
And for those listening that need a spelling, that's Austedo, A-U-S-T-E-D-O-X-R as in extended release, so that a person can take that one time per day and be able to help get control of this. Is this what you've experienced, Sherlyn, from this particular drug?
I would pass that question to Dr. Jan. He's the expert on treatment plans.
Sure, sure, Ms. Sherlyn. So, Mark, I think Austedo XR can very much be part of the treatment plan in appropriate situations. And Austedo.com, A-U-S-T-E-D-O.com, is just an unusually good website in terms of knowledge and information, because knowledge and information, I'm sure you'll agree, are two of the more powerful things we human beings can utilize to keep moving human life forward.
Very good. Dr. Rakesh Jain and Sherlyn Peterson, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to talk about tardive dyskinesia and be able to have you share your personal experience, Sherlyn, and then also with your experience, Dr. Jain, being able to open this door to our listeners.
Absolutely. Our pleasure to talk with you. Wishing you and your listeners the very best.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.